Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
It's time now for Astrological Perspectives, hosted by Daryl Gaines. Exclusively on HealthyLife.net Radio.
Hello, good morning, good afternoon. My listeners, my apologies. It's been a minute. The last 2 months have been quite challenging, but also very... very, and I'm at a loss for words. it's been a crazy time, and astrologically, as above, so below. And with that pause button of last year, and I really feel that there was a collective pause button for all of us, regardless of our chart. But I feel, especially towards the end of last month, there is a call to step forward. You know, this is not the year to stay still. Clarity is here. Action is required. It's important to identify where we've been resisting the changes that need to happen in our life. What truths have become impossible to ignore? And how can you move with purpose instead of waiting for the right time? Because the right time, regardless of our charts, is now. February, although it is the shortest month, I feel that it is one of the most pivotal in recent history. I don't need to tell you in the outside world that things are in an uproar. That's putting it mildly. But what are we doing? How can we deal with this collective energy that is perhaps beyond challenging, perhaps beyond disruptive, yet where in our birth charts can we move forward? Because that is our only option right now, is to step forward and to step into a lot of our objectives from 2024, that, as I said previously, perhaps there's been one big pause button. You know, this month, of course, we're coming up to Wednesday, February 12th, with a full moon in Leo. This adds to the need to step forward, because in Leo, it asks us to step into our courage, our authenticity, our purpose. This full moon brings a moment of truth. What you've been, you know, delayed with, what you've been hesitating on, the dreams you've been shelving, the fears you've been feeding. Remember, what you feed grows, and fear eats the soul. You know, just today, a seismic planetary activity calls for a spiritual awakening. That would be Neptune and the North Node in Pisces together. And I feel that this collective energy is a heavy dose of faith. But faith without action is meaningless. Again, we are stepping forward with confidence, but also we must have faith as we surrender to the changes around us. Additionally, on the 23rd, Mars, which has been retrograde for several months, will go forward. So another push for us to get unstuck, for us to get out of this scattered energy. It's a big, big green light move. And finally, the new moon in Pisces on the 27th. This is where we really, all of us, regardless of our birth chart, have an opportunity to reset, a beginning, to merge again with what is boiling now, action with faith. And with no further ado, my guest this morning is a friend and a brilliant entrepreneur, Miss Annie Shapiro. Are you there, Annie?
I am here. I want to make sure I can hear you properly. Can you hear me properly?
You hear me? I can hear you. Unfortunately, Annie, normally I'm on a landline, and because I moved and my new dwelling does not have a landline, I'm on a cell phone. So my apologies. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. It's just a little bit muffled, so I might ask you to repeat yourself a few times.
Okay, no problem. How are you, and where are you, Miss Citizen of the World?
I am currently in Rome, Italy, where I reside, I would say, 80% of the time. And I'm feeling pretty good, Daryl. I'm really happy to be here with you. It's exciting. I haven't been on a podcast in a very long time.
And thank you so much, Annie, for joining us here at Astrological Perspectives. I brought you on not only because you're simply wonderful, but because, again, as an entrepreneur, you're merging my belief system with a piece that has been a big part of your career. Can you tell us about that?
I missed, can I tell you about what part of my career? I missed a few words at the beginning, Daryl.
I was speaking about how you're using astrology with your wine business.
It's similar to what
an idea I had with astro fitness and wellness. But, you know, again, can you talk a little about that?
So I'm not sure how much we know, how much background they have on me, but I am a writer. I'm a writer primarily wine and food and spirits and travel and lifestyle, a lot of cooking. I come from a wine background. That's what I studied. I have a sommelier certification that I got here in Italy years ago. And so I'm always looking for different ways, I guess, if you go to one of my websites, you know, like so many of us, I have a million websites, but my wine consulting, wine education website called Divino, my manifesto is wine is a language, learn how to speak it. So I've always come from a place of trying to make, to find a language, a linguaggio, if you will, to talk about wine that is approachable, that makes it more fun. And inspires conversation, because a lot of people are so nervous about not knowing anything. They don't want to make a fool of themselves. And where they got this idea that I need to be wine experts, I don't know. But they did. So that's been my manifesto for years and years. And so part of language, you know, as we know, I speak Italian, I speak English, I speak a little French and Spanish, I'm learning Greek. When you learn a language, there are so many components, right? Daryl is more than, it's very much like astrology. This is where the crossover comes in, right? We know there's a vocabulary, and you need the basic vocabulary. But there are nuances to every word, and there are phrases, there are turns of phrase, and depending on where you come from, you know, in another language, you know, one word means one thing, and it means the same word might mean something else. And then there's a tone of voice, and there's an infusion of culture that comes into play when learning a language. And I thought astrology is especially Daryl's version of astrology, is so multidisciplinary. I consider astrology a language too. And so I thought that's a new approach to describe wine. And to bring people into the fold and just say, oh, have fun. I never would have thought you could describe, let's say, you know, a champagne that way. Because a lot of people speak astrology. A lot of people don't, but I find it saves a whole lot of words when you do speak astrology. It's like a very Piscean thing to do. It's a very Leo thing to do, or you know what I mean?
Yes. And so if I may interrupt you for a moment, I'm always filled with joy when the birth chart of someone really matches what they're doing. Everything about your present moment and your past cycles speaks volumes for your birth chart. Not only the writing, but the universal existence, many languages, because of your heavy ninth house. That heavy ninth house also has a natural affinity for higher consciousness, and astrology being, you know, one of the modalities of higher consciousness. So that said, confirmation, you're exactly where you're supposed to be now more than ever, especially with very positive hits to your birth chart with expanding your ideas and your that innovative mind of yours, that universal mind of yours, that language, multi-language.
Mm. I mean, thank you. I mean, I love what you're saying lately, especially about my chart. But it is really, whenever I ask people if they, you know, oh, what do you think about astrology? You know, they're like, I don't believe in it. I said, well, what if you look at it as a language? Because it really, I mean, like any language, the more you know, the more fun, the more fluent you become, and you can really integrate it into your regular life and your regular way of communicating. I mean, I'm sure we could come up with examples together. I mean, for, like, you could say, oh, my God, the weather is totally Piscean.
It's funny you say that, because today we're having a true Piscean, Poseidon, Neptunian weather pattern. You know, there's a storm back, you know, on this side of the world, and also because of Neptune in the North Node, is a weather pattern, and for sure, there will be a lot of water this weekend. I won't be surprised.
I mean, I would say, and what's funny is you would describe it that way, and I might say, listen, it's kind of, the weather's kind of Piscean because I see a sun trying to come out, and the clouds keep coming through, and then it's sunning and it's raining at the same time, and it feels very dreamlike, and it's sort of changing. It's, you know, as you say, like, lunatic, which is, you know, the Pisces moon. I've been describing the weather as, in Italian, as lunatico, which means it's basically as if Mother Nature were a lunatic. But it's like, look at this cycling through, like the cycles of the moon just going, da-da-da-da-da. It's very, very Piscean all day long.
Yeah.
You don't know what's coming next.
But also that water is very healing.
Yeah.
When you, it's about letting go and not trying to compartmentalize. Because what is the shape of water? Or you are everywhere. Right? It's that universal power. It's universal power. And that's that piece of faith that I was previously mentioned at the top of the show. And it's about mixing the material world with the spiritual world now more than ever. The balance. But forgive me, I want to come back to you and how you're adapting astrology with this one piece of your writing.
Well, essentially, I guess probably, well, we're probably coming up on maybe more than a year ago. So I have my website, and then I have a blog for that, and I have a YouTube channel, and of course an Instagram account.
Can we get the names of that for my listeners?
Oh, sure. Okay. Thank you for asking. Instagram is Annie DiVino. That's basically A-N-N-I-E-D-I-V, as in victory, I-N-O, Annie DiVino is Instagram. And YouTube, I believe, actually, you can Google DiVino Wine, because there's a YouTube handle. Let me see.
Excellent.
Yes, it's... so those are the easy. And then divino.wine is my website, my small consulting website. Everything else is my name, Annie B. Divino. Well, there's a lot out there, dear. There's Annie B. Shapiro. I can send them to you if you put them in, if you have a note section of the podcast.
Yes.
I'll send you all the links. And I mean, thanks for sharing. But the idea was, okay, the kids are going to laugh because, they all know this. And these are the lessons I've had to learn as a middle-aged woman, a middle-aged person. We worked way too hard to create, content. And I don't like calling it that because every time I create something, it feels like it's something fresh and new. But there's a lot of content recycling and, the kids on the internet, they're making, they make a video that works across all their platforms. They write an article. They can pull from that for their captions. They do, they really know how to make the most of their time. And I found it so time consuming. I started thinking about what's a great theme, something I can write about, on a regular basis in a blog post for Instagram, on YouTube, all of it. And I thought, I thought astrology is perfect because so many people are paying attention, month to month. And that gives me something to think about and write about month to month. Or to prepare all in advance, which is what I ended up doing, I wrote the script and then I shot all the videos on my stairwell with a tripod. Of course, the day I had a flight scheduled, which is something, maybe you can explain the astrological reasoning in this. Sometimes the day I have a flight scheduled, I get some brilliant idea, and I must execute it before I leave. What is that?
Well, it speaks loudly for what's going on currently. The energy from above, we're all under the same sky. But where is that in Annie's chart? Well, in Annie's chart, it's at the top, which is very much about structure and order. It's very professional. No space for time wasting when I look at your chart, more than ever. There is an energy of a joining of ego and your expression to the outer world, career-wise.
Okay.
So I feel that a lot of your dreams and a lot of your innovative birth energy, which is wonderful, now more than ever, you're bringing structure to it and order and a sense of time.
Well.
That's why, that's why it's so important, my listeners, to have your birth chart done, to understand that chart, all of our charts look like a clock. It tells us a about the time of our birth, where we've been, where we are now, and where we can go by understanding time and space. And that's what your individual birth chart can do for you.
I mean, I've certainly appreciated it over the years. Another way that astrology works is, as language, is, as I was saying earlier, with language is interpretation. And
yes.
Someone might hear your reading, or you hear your, and then take away from that their own interpretation. Because, you can tell us everything about what's going on in the world with our chart. But, unless you're in my head, you can't know everything that's happening with me. So what's nice, what I love about astrology in this way, is I can take, you might give me something I would never have thought about.
Yeah.
And then, all right, let's say I'm still not convinced, but then when I go out in the world, I pay more attention.
Yeah.
And I hear you.
Now, not to interrupt you, hold on one second. Please hold on to that thought, because we're going to go to a commercial break. Can you stay with me for another segment, please? I know you're...
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Just make sure...
Okay, fantastic.
Yeah,
but hold on to that thought, and we'll come back to it on the other side.
Got it.
For expert guidance and unique insights, you need an astrological reading with the internationally celebrated astrologer, Daryl Gaines. Get personal empowerment and clarity as Daryl's acclaimed insights, featured in top media and publications, brings you his unique form of practical astrology to help you navigate your life. It's easy to schedule your appointment. Just email Daryl at guidingplanet@gmail.com or visit his website at guidingplanet.co. That's guidingplanet.co.
Let's face it, we're all looking for great products at a great price because it's just a good way to shop and get the most value for your money. Well, here at HealthyLife.net Radio, we do that too. We do it for you. You won't find advertisers or affiliates that are not in line with our vision of bringing people a positive, happy, and healthy life. Although many advertisers come to us, few are chosen. Our advertisers are handpicked and specially selected to support our vision and give you great products at a fair price. So the next time you're looking to buy a product or a service, check out HealthyLife.net's advertiser page. Click through our advertiser partner sites. You'll be glad you did, and so will we. Because you'll help support HealthyLife.net, and we can keep our positive programs coming to you 24/7. That's HealthyLife.net's advertiser page. Do us a favor. Visit soon and often. It's a win-win situation for you, our advertisers, and HealthyLife.net. Just do it. HealthyLife.net's advertiser page.
Visit Daryl Gaines' website, guidingplanet.co. There you can book a 30 or 60-minute session, or book Daryl on demand to get guidance through text or phone anytime you need him. Want to gift a reading to a friend or family member? You can do this right on guidingplanet.co. When you're there, sign up to receive periodic surprises in your inbox. Expert guidance with real-life impact for personal success and fulfillment. Just a website away. Do it now. Visit guidingplanet.co.
Where positive people and radio unite. HealthyLife.net.
Hi, welcome back to Astrological Perspectives. I'm your host, Daryl Gaines. And again, I've missed you, my listeners. We're back and excited for 2025, this calendar year, is unlike no other. It really is a powerful time, not of change, but of collective transformation. We're back with my wonderful guest, Annie. Annie, are you there?
I'm here.
So, where were we?
We were, you were talking about why it's so important to do your chart, and
yeah.
And I was saying, like, you know, language is interpretation ultimately. You know, when you become full, like fluent, like full immersion, you develop the skills to interpret what you're hearing, you know? And so if you give me a reading, a particular reading, and maybe in the moment it doesn't register, I'm not fully convinced, but then I go out into the world and I think about what you said and I see myself in the world differently, which is exactly what happens with language.
Yeah.
You know, you're like, I've been using this word for so long and I realize I can use it this way, or I've been saying this for so long and there's another way to say it. So it's kind of like the astrological reading is like a guide, and revising it or like rethinking it, you can open, I think, some neural pathways in the same way you do when you're learning a language. So that's what I was saying.
If I may ask, could you give us some of just the sun signs and the various lines and how you see it?
How I came up with the general overall approach.
Yes. For instance, let's go straight to you. How do you see, what would a Pisces, someone with a, not only sun sign, but say they know their chart and they have a lot of Pisces in their chart.
Pisces, which of course I think is the greatest sign, which is funny, I think it's so great because I'm the double Leo off in the base. I think it's so Leo.
I wanted you to say Leo because as your fellow double Leo, but a Cancer.
Double Leo. It's real.
We're both double Leos. We both have sun signs that are water. You're a Pisces, I'm a Cancer, but we both are Leo moon and Leo rising.
Yes.
So
where were we?
Pisces.
Yes, Pisces. Pisces. So I was thinking, you know, of course I had to make sure I wanted to have a diverse selection. I did do all Italian wines also because they're a little bit harder to grasp. There's so many Italian wines. The first thing I thought about, for Pisces, I thought, okay, it's got to be something coastal, right? Something near the water, because Pisces is drawn to the water. Pisces is the water.
Then I
thought, okay, maybe what are some other aspects of Pisces that I could that would translate to wine, to the way we talk about wine? Sort of like you imagine something will be one way and it turns out to be another way. Or also, this is where it really kind of came around. I thought, okay, rose-colored glasses. Like Pisces have, I think, it's a magical ability to be delusional sometimes and sort of see the world they want to see and experience what they want to experience. There's the fantasy of the Pisces.
Yes.
And I just thought, why not rosé? A rosé, because a rosé is made from most rosés, especially Italian rosés, are made from red grapes. Okay, so it's producing something that doesn't look exactly like it started. And I chose a Salento Rosato, which would be from the deep south, Puglia. If you're looking at Italy, it's like a boot with a heel. It's the heel, the high heel, like of the stiletto. So it's an area surrounded by water on three sides, the entire region. And then the grapes that they use for these wines are deep, deep, deep red, very bright, a lot of fruit. And so the rosés come out with a very, very bright and vibrant pink color. Something else about these rosés, people look at them like, oh, it's going to be so sweet, it's so pink, it's going to be fruity and candy-like. And, you know, nowadays everyone wants dry rosé because we were traumatized by that white Zinfandel back in the day. So, you know, everyone wants to make sure it's nice and dry and pale, pale, pale pink. And these wines don't look like that. However, behind, you know, the aromas, there's also a really beautiful, like, sea salty aroma. And then you taste it, and it's really fresh and really dry. And what it really leaves you with, like, a mouthful of, like, seawater. Not literally, but a really mouth-watering, like, sea salt minerality, which I thought was so surprising. It was just, for me, it was perfectly spicy.
Okay. So, just for the sense of time, we're not going to get through all 12, but let's go to the opposite. Let's go to Virgo.
Virgo. Okay. Well.
What's your take on?
So, I've got it in front of me. I'm scared. So, Virgo, my take on Virgo is analytical, extremely analytical, very put together. But Virgos ultimately, I think, have your best interest at heart. They play by the rules, generally. Not big rule breakers, Virgos. Although in this article I mentioned a boyfriend
the rule,
Virgo, but I think he had a Scorpio rising.
Now, if they use their Machiavellian skills, they can transcend the rules. Jay,
that
was for Jay.
Jay
the Virgo, our producer.
So I thought, okay, so what is a wine that is grounded? Because, you know, Virgo is grounded. It's warm and welcoming. I also have a lot of luck living with Virgos. Virgo roommates, you know, they pay the rent on time. They're clean. They do think, you know, their room might not look perfectly in order, but they know where everything is. And I thought, and this rule-following business, I thought, okay, some wines, you know, very important wines throughout the world, the DOCs, UOCGs, the AOCs, wines, there are rules you have to follow to receive the, like, the classification or the appellation, why these wines are so expensive. And so there's a red wine from Tuscany called Brunello di Montalcino. It comes from Montalcino. It's a very small, very specific, very high hill with a lot of sun. And the wines have to be aged for at least 4 years before they're put in the bottle. Because they want, but when, by the time you open them, they want the wines you have already started to evolve. And you absolutely cannot be a Brunello if you don't do this aging. It's extremely specific. There are very few wines with such a rigorous rule, a set of rules. But Brunello
is Annie, I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry to interrupt you. But we're about to go to a commercial, and I'm going to have you back, and we'll jump into
that is fine. We can do them we can do more signs another time.
But thank you so much, and
you are welcome.
It was so wonderful having you on the show, and I want my listeners to go to your sites. YouTube, and to your website.
I will send you a list of all the links that you then you can paste it in wherever you paste things. You want me to send out send it over to your WhatsApp?
Yes, please. Thank you.
Okay.
Annie.
Thank you so much, darling. It was a pleasure.
It was wonderful. Be well.
All right. Take care.
Visit Daryl Gaines' website, guidingplanet.co. There you can book a 30 or 60 minute session or book Daryl on demand to get guidance through text or phone anytime you need him. Want to gift a reading to a friend or family member? You can do this right on guidingplanet.co. When you're there, sign up to receive periodic surprises in your inbox. Expert guidance with real-life impact for personal success and fulfillment. Just a website away. Do it now. Visit guidingplanet.co.
For all your live or pre-recorded webcasting needs, come to earthchannel.com. Get your web-based message out to a select group or the whole world. It's easy. A pioneer in webcasting, earthchannel.com provides the best products and services to big corporations and government users. And now this same technology is available to you. They have the best Earthcast encoders, servers, and products to meet your technical needs. But wait, don't want to mess with technical stress? No problem. They'll do it for you. EarthChannel.com is your answer. You can use webcasting for lots of things like advertising, marketing, customer support, training, and don't forget, web radio and TV. In fact, you're listening to a live Earthcast right now. So come to EarthChannel.com. Actualize your audio or video webcasting needs today. You can't beat the friendly service or the price. Call earthchannel.com at 1-800-849-8978. That's 1-800-849-8978.
For expert guidance and unique insights, you need an astrological reading with the internationally celebrated astrologer Daryl Gaines. Get personal empowerment and clarity as Daryl's acclaimed insights, featured in top media and publications, brings you his unique form of practical astrology to help you navigate your life. It's easy to schedule your appointment. Just email Daryl at guidingplanet@gmail.com or visit his website at guidingplanet.co. That's guidingplanet.co.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Hi, welcome back to Astrological Perspectives. I'm Daryl Gaines, your host, and I'm happy to have my next guest, the award-winning director of The Woman Who Wasn't There and The Monolith, Angelo De Amo. Hello, Angelo. How are you?
I am doing wonderful here. It is Oscar season, and I couldn't be more excited.
Yes, Mr. Filmmaker. And since, you know, you have a natural affinity for astrology, and also we are both Oscar fans, and the main event is upon us, I thought that we would look at some of the charts of the nominees.
Oh, absolutely. And let me tell you, this has been such an exciting Oscar season. It's complete with all this pregame drama, scandal, tears, and people running around hiding their faces with clipboards. So it couldn't be any more dramatic.
I love it. You know, we're dealing with the sun in Uranus on this Leo full moon. Do you know what the final date is for submissions for the nominees?
You mean when does voting close this year for the Oscars?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So all Oscar categories, let's see, voting is
well,
going
only
to
because
close.
I feel that there's going to be a lot of back and forth, but Wednesday's full moon in Leo, dramatic Leo, will form a relationship with the planet of surprise, Uranus. So I know everyone's saying.
Final voting begins February 11th.
There you have it.
And
there
then
you have it.
Final voting ends February 18th. So
there you have it.
1 week of the final voting, and then the Oscars are the following Sunday. The Oscars are March 2nd. So they have about 10 days to tally the votes.
So the commencement of voting, the beginning of voting happens on the cusp of the full moon that is at odds with Uranus. So I feel walking in Adrian Brody, who I know from taking my class, and just from that, I wish him well. But I feel that he was the front runner, and I feel that Timothy Chalamet is now the front runner. And looking at both of their charts, especially the midheaven, which really tells the tale. I feel it's Chalamet by a nose.
Well, I think it is going to be by a nose because everyone is. What makes this Oscar race so different than other ones in the past is that it is impossible to predict. There are no clear narratives of front runners, only in certain categories in the supporting, and that's typical. Usually now, because they are quarterbacked and handicapped so far in advance, by the time Oscar night comes, there are no real surprises, and if they are, they're minor surprises. But this year is very different. No one really knows.
This year speaks for that erratic energy of Uranus. And you know, Mr. Chalamet's chart, Uranus is sitting right there at the top, the same way it was for Ricky Martin when he had that moment at the Grammys 25 years ago. So it's that kind of energy, if that makes sense.
Oh, without a doubt. The best actress category is really the one that is going to be the one that's impossible to predict. With Sophia Carla Gascon, Sophia Carla Gascon was the front runner, and now, because of the revelation of a series of tweets that happened in 2018 and 19, she has all but been eliminated from the race. And
her being born on a full moon. That's definitely full moon energy, that Aries-Libra axis, for sure.
So when you are born with full moon energy, things could shift in unexpected ways?
Quite dramatically, yes.
Well, that certainly explains that, because she was my pick once I saw this, and certainly the narrative. And you know, Oscars are based on narratives more than talent. In the case of Gascon, her narrative was unprecedented. She was she would be the first trans actor to actually be awarded with the Oscar, and in a film that has been divisive at best and certainly explosive in terms of its perception from the audience. And the Oscars typically will not care about this type of controversy. They'll be more concentrated on the performance. But in this case, and certainly in this era, with all of the sort of microscope that behavior in this culture is under, especially at this time, the tweets and the scandal where there was much discrimination would be impossible to overcome.
Yeah, I think she is definitely out of the running. And for sure, it's going to get down by a whisker between Demi Moore and Miss Torres.
I completely agree.
Yes. It's interesting because right now, Saturn, the planet of career that can bring career, triumphs, is very harmonious with Demi Moore's sun and her moon. So I'm going to give it just by a whisker to Miss Moore. But that said,
To give it by a whisker to Fernanda Torres. Although more
okay,
narrative
when we come back, we gotta go.
In.
We gotta go to a commercial break. So can
Sounds
you stay
great.
For the next segment?
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic. We'll see you on the other side.
For expert guidance and unique insights, you need an astrological reading with the internationally celebrated astrologer Daryl Gaines. Get personal empowerment and clarity as Daryl's acclaimed insights, featured in top media and publications, brings you his unique form of practical astrology to help you navigate your life. It's easy to schedule your appointment. Just email Daryl at guidingplanet@gmail.com or visit his website at guidingplanet.co. That's guidingplanet.co.
Okay, so you have a couple of days off, and you're planning to get away from stress. You may be planning to go across the world or even taking a staycation around town. Well, Hotels.com can get you a room in over 158,000 hotels, 60 countries, for 50% off. That's reducing stress already. Plus, collect 10 nights, and you'll get one night free. And there's no cancellation charges, no change fees. For the best deals, even last-minute deals, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Hotels.com.
Visit Daryl Gaines' website, GuidingPlanet.co. There you can book a 30- or 60-minute session or book Daryl on demand to get guidance through text or phone anytime you need him. Want to gift a reading to a friend or family member? You can do this right on GuidingPlanet.co. When you're there, sign up to receive periodic surprises in your inbox. Expert guidance with real-life impact for personal success and fulfillment. Just a website away. Do it now. Visit guidingplanet.co.
Stuff. Where can I contain all of my stuff? How about this? The Container Store, the original storage and organization store. And I found their link on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. They have containers for everything, including the kitchen, the bathroom, trash and recycling, traveling, spring cleaning, and dorm rooms. Just about everything you can think of to contain your stuff. The Container Store, right on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back to Astrological Perspectives. I'm your host, Daryl Gaines, and I'm here with the award-winning director of The Woman Who Wasn't There and The Monolith, with some exciting projects coming up for you, Angelo. I'm excited. You know, you've got Pluto and Aquarius.
I'm excited, too. It would be wonderful for us to go to the governor's ball. I believe Moore has a great chance regarding the Best Actress Oscar. Everything has seemed to turn in her favor. You know, The Substance was a tremendous comeback and career-capping sort of project for her that's been embraced, and Gothics, especially one that is this gory, typically do not resonate at all with the Academy, who is, they're not considered pedigree enough. But this film was able to push through all of those barricades, and here it is in the front line with a Best Director Oscar nomination as well. So Demi is in a great position to take home the role.
Can you imagine how far we've come, because they wanted to put The Exorcist on the back burner, when I feel that Ellen Burstyn should have won that year. Of course, she should have won for Requiem of the Dream, but that's another story. I feel that Demi Moore is exactly where Julia Roberts was.
She is. She's beloved, and this is a career capper. And again, it's a narrative that, you know, that the Academy really loves to unconsciously bestow itself upon, that it is aware of ageism and that it doesn't really condone it, and that in the bigger picture, we all suffer from it with that part of us. And it really speaks to the subconscious in Los Angeles.
And I want to step back, and outside of the award, I want the collective energy, because this time is like no other. Astrologically, whether in our outer world and our inner world. However, the Academy has a wonderful opportunity not to quietly make a statement for the arts and the need for creativity in our life in this time, and not to be hyperbolic, but in this time of despair. And I don't say that, I'm quite willful. I won't even say hopeful, because I'm willing these challenging times ahead. Hopeful is too passive. I know that it's very challenging right now, but I also know that this is the best time to be alive, because we're going to see change amidst this chaos. That said, art, creative endeavors, this is where it's just going to get better.
Oh, without a doubt. Without a doubt. And I believe that the reason why I've edged out Fernando Torres as the winner is because the Academy recently, in their diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives, recruited a large international component into the voting pool, and there were quite a few. With this international voice, and certainly the uptick of women within that international voting pool, I have a feeling that this story in particular, and Fernanda Torres's towering performance as the wife of a husband who has disappeared, is the exactly the type of film that should go down in history.
I want you to be right, because I feel that, you know, just the energy, the international buzz, the Brazilian contingency is really pushing hard for her. I can feel their energy. However, I feel the main block of the voters, it's an Oscar Cinderella story, and it's going to go to Demi. I mean, at the time,
you know, I thought the same thing that was going to happen was during the Best Actor race when Anthony Hopkins won. And it's tough. These narratives and the Cinderella stories tend to work in the supporting category, I feel, more. And that's certainly the case with Culkin. I mean, Culkin was, you know, just extraordinary in that film. And remember,
he was brilliant, absolutely brilliant. I was shocked the film wasn't nominated for Best Picture. That said, Best Picture, let's go to Best Director and Best Picture. Best Director.
That's an easy one this year. I think because people are so split on The Brutalist, I think that there's no doubt that that Brady Corbet did a phenomenal job just on the metaphor of design versus life versus the existential core emotional themes of that film were all beautifully realized in a cinematic way. And regardless of whether you liked the picture or not, or thought the performances resonated, from a directorial standpoint, he is considered the strongest one.
Watch out for Sean Baker. I looked at his. I feel that it's going to be close.
Well, I think it will be, and I would not be shocked at all if Sean Baker got it, just because, you know, I would have loved to have seen him get it for The Florida Project. He's just a wonderful director, but Anora is simply not an Academy pedigree type of film to win such an elite award, so I do not think that he has a shot at it.
Well, again, Angelo, I hear you loud and clear, but I also feel with Uranus at the centerpiece of these awards, anything is possible. Like I've never seen a year where anyone could win with the exception of Culkin. I think Culkin is the surest.
Well, and Zoe Saldana. But I don't think there'll be any surprise.
I'm not so sure about that. I feel that...
Oh, I am.
I feel that it's going to be like Lauren Bacall losing to the English patient.
So you think this might be a case of when Juliette Binoche won?
On that note,
yeah, I mean, look, it could happen. Who else would win supporting actress if it wasn't Saldana? Remember, Saldana's got the international contingent upon her side as well. So,
well,
I think
watch out for the planet Uranus. Everyone, it was such.
So you
such
think a, if it wasn't, if it's not Saldana, it will go to Ariana Grande?
Oh no, I'm not saying that. But
Felicity Jones in The Brutalist, or Isabella Rossellini in Conflict?
Isabella Rossellini will do the
best. I loved her in that film.
So check
well,
it out.
It's been wonderful talking to you.
We're out of time. Thank you so much. And everyone, it's a call to action. Let's begin. I know the pause button's been on, but please, it's going to be okay. And it's so good to be back with you. I'm sorry to have been absent, and I look forward to seeing you soon again.